soldiers.
These U.S. soldiers are loading precious cargo onto a military plane in Germany. 32 tons of baby formula, enough to fill 1.5 million bottles for hungry children back in the U.S.
We're getting to help American citizens who are in need of help, and you can always depend on us when you need us.
President Joe Biden announced the campaign, dubbed Operation Fly Formula, this week. Several flights will take formula manufactured in Europe to America after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration lifted some import restrictions. Biden also invoked the Defense Production Act, allowing the government to more quickly restore formula to store shelves.
And I've directed my team to do everything possible to ensure there's enough safe baby formula and that it's quickly reaching families that need it the most. This is one of my top priorities.
Biden has come under increasing pressure to resolve the country's baby formula shortage, down about 40% from normal supply levels. The problem began with pandemic supply chain issues and grew worse in February when a major formula factory closed due to contamination issues. The FDA says Abbott Nutrition's plant in Michigan is now safe and will resume production soon, but it could be months before its product returns to shelves.
It's been impossible to find.
Kim Anatra is on the last can of formula she has saved for her 5-month-old daughter. Like other parents, she's had to turn to imperfect solutions to keep her baby fed. She's giving her daughter more solid foods, though it's earlier than what the pediatrician had recommended.
It's been pretty difficult for us to navigate now that we're literally on our last can.
The baby formula flights are just a stopgap, and it remains to be seen how quickly they'll reach hungry little mouths. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.